Blog Talk Radio.
If you are what you say you are, a superstar, then have no fear. The camera's here and the microphones, and they wanna know. Oh, 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 yeah.
Hi, this is Bradford Anderson, and you're listening to Dardish Radio with Jen Duranadez.
All right. It's a Stardish Radio with Bram Shields, here with Joanne, Jen, and Desi.
Hey everyone, this is Jennifer, and you are listening to Stardish Radio. Today is Tuesday, April 22nd. I'd like to introduce my co-stars, Joanne and Desiree. Hey girls.
Hey, Jen.
How are you?
Doing good. Very well. Very well. Excited. How are you, Desi?
I'm good.
And Jen, how's your day?
Oh, it's been very good. I've been very excited all night because Jennifer is one of my favorites.
Okay.
So very excited to talk to Jennifer Barron tonight. He'll be joining us in just a minute. So if anybody has any questions for Jen, please log on and go into the chat room, chat with us, or you can call in and ask Jen a question yourself. The call-in number is 347-945-5423. So we have Jennifer Barron's on the show with us tonight. She is talented, amazing, and gorgeous, and I absolutely adore her. So let's bring her on right now. Jen?
Yeah?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
That's so sweet. I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm very good.
Hi,
good.
Jennifer. Hi. Who's this?
I'm Joanne. My name is Joanne. I'm one of the hosts of Stardish. Welcome,
oh,
welcome,
hi.
Welcome.
How are you?
Good. We're so happy to have you.
Well,
and Desiree's here, too.
Who?
Desiree?
Did you say Beverly?
Desi.
Debbie.
No.
Hi, Debbie.
No.
Desi. I can't hear you.
Desiree.
Desi. Hi, sweetie. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm still in LA traffic. I thought I was coming out to call in, but nope, I'm in route right now.
Well, be careful driving.
Jen's a busy girl.
Yes, you are. Jennifer, why don't you tell some of the listeners that are in the chat room and online a little bit about yourself?
Ha, a little bit about myself. Okay. What do you guys want to know? Well, happy Earth Day, first of all. Happy Earth Day.
Yes, happy Earth Day.
I love nature. I love to go hiking and I love going to the beach. And I love to meditate and into like the Eastern philosophies. And I've been to India and Nepal, and I love to travel. And I have a beautiful son, and I love to take pictures.
Take pictures
of people and places that I go. And my favorite subject is definitely my 7-year-old beautiful son, who always most of the time runs from the camera.
Aren't they wonderful at that age?
Hi, there he is. He's in the car with me.
I can hear him. Tell him we said hi.
Oh, what's his name, Jennifer?
Adrian.
Oh, hi,
Adrian.
Hi. He's just, we just stopped to get something to eat, and he's got some broccoli in his mouth.
Oh,
okay. It was hot. I'm like, you guys got me in like a day in the life of Jen during mommy duty time.
Well, they're great at that age. I have a 7-year-old also.
Yeah,
they are. They are. Jennifer, I was reading a little tidbit that I want you to share with the listeners on how you found out to spell your name properly.
Oh, how I found out, okay, about my name. Let's see. I was about to turn 16 and really excited about getting my driver's license. And I was a cheerleader, and I had all my, you know, my cheerleading jacket with Jenny with a J, and my name tag with a J, and I even had a little bracelet, because in Miami, it's really popular. It was, anyway, back then, to have a bracelet with a name on it, with a J.
Mm-hmm.
And so I needed my birth certificate to go and take my driver's license test. And my grandmother sent it to me from Venezuela, because I'm from Caracas, Venezuela.
Uh-huh.
And the birth certificates over there, they're like the long document, you know, like the legal size paper, single space, like document. It looks like a report. And of course, I didn't even read it or look at it. I just handed it to the woman. And when I took my test, I passed it. Everything was great. And so she gave me a little slip to sign to make sure everything was on correctly. I saw my name, Jennifer, Y, and I was like, excuse me, you misspelled my name. It's with a J, not a Y. And she's like, oh, no, it's not. It's with a Y. And I'm like, no, look. And I'm like showing my chain. I'm showing her my jacket. And I'm like, no, it's with a J. And she's like, no, it's not. It's on your birth certificate with a Y. I'm like, what? And so, of course, she had to show me. It was like smack in the middle of the document. You can see Jennifer Behrens, Jennifer Mercedes Behrens, Alejos with a Y. I was like, what? Oh my God! No, that's a typo. No, that's wrong. I was freaking out. And so she's like, I'm sorry. There's no way I could change it. You're gonna have to go to court for it and have a judge have a name change and all this. And I was like, you are kidding me. So I'm like, my happy moment of getting my license turned into like a weird, like, what? Identity crisis moment.
Oh, that's crazy.
So I decided to keep it, and because I thought, okay, fine, I'll go to court. But then I went, and I'm like, Mom, what were you thinking? She goes, I wanted a J. What are they thinking? And it was, like, really funny, because in South America, any, you know, the J sound is with a Y. The
right.
J is an H sound in Spanish, like Juan, Julio, Jose. So automatically to them, Jennifer is with a Y, you know.
Wow.
So that's
that is crazy.
Yeah, and I thought, well, you know what? It'll be unique. It'll be different, and I kind of.
That's right. That's right.
Unique,
set you apart from all the rest.
Yeah.
Just like Jen is unique herself, so is her name.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
Very good.
But it's funny because now with the MySpace, I'm pretty new with all this like cyber world stuff. And when I got my MySpace and I was looking for, I even forgot how to sign in, or I just forgot my password. I just couldn't remember. And I started to look for my account with, you know, Jennifer. And I gotta say, there was like 30 Jennifers with a Y. I didn't.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. I was so surprised. I was like, oh.
You're like, no, that's my name. How dare you have my name?
Imposters. They're taking my ID, my name. So, there you go.
That's a story. That's a great story.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. So, are you guys, how's the East Coast?
Good.
It
was actually pretty hot today. It was about like 60, so that's, you know, like, wow. We're getting.
What did you say? It was hot?
It was kind of hot, yeah.
What was hot?
60, 65.
That's hot? Are you crazy?
Oh, my God. To us New Yorkers, it is.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, I would die if I would kill for that weather at this point. It was 86 degrees here today.
Yeah.
How hot was it there today? Or here? Because I'm with you. I'm on the West Coast with you.
It felt like the 90.
It felt pretty hot today.
It is.
Yeah, it was
scary.
Well, South Florida, it was 86 today and nasty, so.
Yeah, it's pretty hot out here today.
My hometown. You guys know that I was raised in Miami.
Yes, mm-hmm. I saw that you were raised in Miami. I live in Fort Lauderdale, so yeah.
Oh, okay. My son's godfather lives in Hollywood, Florida.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right down the street. Very good.
That's great. Yeah. Yeah, my brother lives in Miami, and of course, you know, I got family and all my high school friends and stuff. I go at least twice a year to visit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
I miss it. When I get there, I go, oh, my skin is breathing. I know the humidity is pretty, like, oh, my God, the humidity. But it's so much nicer to your skin. Jeez, here I have to put, like, moisturizer on my face 2-3 times a day because it's so dry.
Yeah, you do. Out here, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep.
It's not all glamorous in California.
The glamour is good, huh?
I said it's not always glamorous out here in California.
No, you really have to work on it.
You do.
Whoa.
Speaking of different states, me and Desiree were in Chicago this past weekend, and
yes.
we saw Rick Hurst.
Yes, aww. We did.
And we had a nice little chat about you, Jen.
Yes, we did.
Aw,
yes.
He's so sweet. What'd you guys say? Tell me all. Say it all.
He said that you're amazing and you're so sweet and that you're always running around doing something. You're always going, you come to work and then you go out on auditions and he loves you.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. Yeah, the feeling's mutual. He's awesome. And I still miss him so much. I miss working with him, and I really do miss the show. And I've been really close.
You.
Yeah, thanks. And my son and I are getting ready to go to Phoenix, which I'm going to see Michelle. We're going to shoot a film there and next week.
Very
on
nice.
Wednesday we're going to go. Between Wednesday and Sunday, so that should be a lot of fun. And I'm auditioning for the Transformers tomorrow, and I mean, I've been busy. I did a Wells Fargo rehearsal this week, and oh my goodness, I'm getting ready to go to Cannes to the Cannes Film Festival. I'm so excited.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun.
Yes, I'm going at right after Mother's Day, like on the 14th of May. I'll be there for a couple weeks.
That's good.
So that should be a lot of fun. Yeah, I have a documentary playing there and 2 weeks in the market. So it should be a lot of fun.
That's fantastic. You are one busy girl, that's for sure.
Yes, she is.
Definitely is. Jen, tell us about your movie, 7 Pounds, with Will Smith and Rosario Dawson.
Well, I went in, did my thing. I have a supporting role. I'm Rosario Dawson's nurse, and I got to work with her. And I also saw Sonia from the from General Hospital. She's also playing a nurse. And
wow.
I really am not allowed to talk about the story at all.
Mm-hmm.
They're really tight on that, so we could start talking about it like maybe in December,
when they
start publicity. But we were told not to. Talk about it at all. Like, I could say that I'm in it and talk about
who's
in
about
it.
That's about it.
Yeah.
Okay,
Woody Harrelson.
You're in it. Woo!
Yeah.
I'll go see if you're in it. Woo!
Definitely.
Yeah.
So it should be fun. Yeah.
So it's supposed to be released in December, kind of right around December?
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's a long time to wait.
Wow.
It's the
it'll go by fast.
It's true. I can't believe it's already almost summer.
Yeah.
The director from In Pursuit of Happiness. Did you see In Pursuit of Happiness?
Yes, I did.
Yes, I did. It was really good.
I liked it a lot.
Yeah, he's an Italian director. His name is Gabriele Muccino, and
he's just awesome to work with too, and a lot of fun. And Will Smith is super sweet, very nice, very amicable, and just down to earth. And Rosario, not to mention. I mean, she was just like awesome, awesomeness.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really.
He read me a book.
Yeah.
Oh, he read you a book.
He gave you. Oh.
Yeah, she read my book. I took him to the set to visit, and she took him to her two-story mansion, like, what do you call it?
And trailer.
Trailer. There you go. Thank you, baby.
And it had stairs, and it had three black screens.
Uh-huh.
There you go. So, anyway, she read him a book, and that was really nice. And it was a nice just hanging out moment, you know? So it was a great experience. Yeah. And so that's pretty much it. That's all I could say about 7 pounds right now.
Wow.
Well, we'll definitely have you back in December when you can talk about it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So what's up? What's up? how long have you been doing this show?
Our first show was April 1st.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, I met Desiree and Jennifer in Orlando at Super Soap Weekend last year, and we hit it right off.
Uh-huh.
And we decided to do this show together, which turns out to be a fantastic thing for us.
Which turned out to be what?
It turned out to be a real fantastic thing for us. We love it, and it brought us closer as friends. And even though none of us are in the same state, it's still a good thing. It's a really good thing.
Yeah, it's so amazing how the web is just bringing us closer and closer together, which I love.
Right.
You know. So
mm-hmm.
Yeah, good for you guys. That's awesome. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, thank you for coming on.
Yes, definitely.
We have callers.
Callers.
So let's see. We have area code 408. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Mary from San Jose, California.
Hi, Mary.
I just wanted to say hi to Jen and tell her that I really miss her on General Hospital. And
hello.
And I wanted, are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. A minute.
Okay. And I just wanted to ask, what's the one role she really wants to play?
One role I really want to play. The one role that I've. As far as, like, a superhero, it would be Wonder Woman. And I know they're making the movie right now, and they're probably going with, a bigger name and someone really big established. But, I mean, that's always been, like, I love Wonder Woman. And
that would be great.
Yeah. And then, and of course, any, like, the badass cop up against George Clooney. He's definitely all that my feet, madly in love with me.
Oh.
That's everybody's dream role.
Right?
Hey, Jen, Mary's the one that does the postcards for the message board.
Yeah, that's right. Mary, I love your postcards. They're so beautiful.
Oh,
beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much. They're adorable.
Thank you.
I remember when I first saw them, I was like, oh, my God. Like, it brought, like, I got all excited because it's the first time,
That's cool.
I got so close to fans. Because usually with films and episodics, people write me and they just ask me for an autograph picture. And so then I just send it. But this, with you guys, it's been awesome because I've a completely different experience, and it's really
there's nothing like soap opera fans.
No, there's like a bond, really, that it goes perfect with my personality because I love people and I love to connect with people, you know? So it was great. Yeah, thank you so much. And I'm so grateful. So missed being on the show. And thanks for, you know, supporting. And who knows, you know?
Well, we'll follow you anywhere.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you. That's so sweet. So I'm going to...
Thank you definitely for calling in, Mary.
Mary...
All right. Well, we have another. We have another caller. Yeah. You
okay.
Care?
Bye, Terry.
All right. We have area code 870. Hello.
Hey guys, it's Shelly. What's up?
Hey,
hi, Shelly.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Nice to hear from you. Thanks for calling.
Same.
In.
Oh, no, well, I'd be shot if I didn't, so, you know, I had to. No, I have a question. I'm a huge fan of Jack, and I've got the first 5 seasons out on DVD, and, of course, you were on there just for maybe the one episode. But I was wondering, Stephen Culp is one of my favorite actors that was on Jack, and I know in the scene you were opposite him. Did you get to talk to him much when you guys weren't filming, or what was he like, or did you get to talk to any of the other actors that were there?
I did. Let's see. It was, you know, episodics are so fast.
Right.
We spend a day or two, max 3 together, depending on, you know, the episode and how many episodes. And for me, I think that was 2 days, and I just remember it was a few years ago already, and it was a lot of fun. I mean, they were really friendly. I remember having lunch, and Randy Vasquez, the guy who translated on the set, I mean, in the scene.
Yes.
He is very, very, very nice, and I mean, they were all just fun to work with, and it was funny because they would laugh the way I would say Clayton in Spanish. I'll go Clayton. And
yeah.
Every time, they were like, Clayton, qué lindo ese nombre, you know, and they were just crack up. That was like the joke of the day, Clayton. And so everybody would be calling him Clayton.
That's
you know?
Funny.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just a huge fan of the show, and so when I saw on IMDb that you were on, because I didn't even notice that was you the first time I saw it, and then when I watched the DVDs that I had, and then I was watching that one, and I was going, okay, there she is, because I didn't know which one you were in. So it was kind of fun to see which one you were in. So that was kind of neat.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yay.
Yep, the labor
Well,
pain.
We missed you on GH, but I know you're on to bigger and better things. So I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Daddy.
Oh, you're welcome, guys. Y'all have a good night.
Okay, bye. Wow, it's like the interactive message board. Everybody from the message board is calling in. I love it.
Oh, very cool, very cool. While we're on the subject of your primetime guest spots, Jennifer, what would you prefer to do, primetime or daytime?
Good question. Because I actually loved both. You know, as an actor, for me, work is work. And the medium, I mean, primetime is definitely closer to film, which I love. There was something about daytime that had this, like, set. It's like you just go to the set. There's the 3 cameras there. And so there's a fluid, there's a smooth fluid in your performance where they'll get your major shot, you know, the medium shot, and your close-up all in one. And as far as episodics in film, a lot of times you have to repeat, and for the medium shot, for the master shot, and then for the close-up, if you get a close-up, you don't know if you're going to get a close-up. So when it comes to the technical aspect of it, I think I really like the 3-camera deal. They've got it all in one. You know, and if you do 3 takes, they've got the match. for each frame, whereas sometimes the editing gets a little weird when it comes to film or episode, because you've got to do it several times, and you know each take is different. No matter how hard you don't ever want it to be like the exact same thing, because you're in the moment, and it should be natural and organic. So that's why. So I mean, I like both, but as far as like the technical aspect of it, I think daytime.
Right,
because of that, because it's like boom, you do your performance, and you know they're capturing it in every single frame at the same time.
Right.
You know? Hmm. Whereas, well, you know, but then again, then I'm thinking, but then again, always like a film and episodic, it's like, oh, you can always fix it in your close-up. You can make it better in your close-up. Like if you don't like the way it came out, or you're like, oh, I could have done this, or I could have, you know, really hit that beat better in say like the master shot, you don't like it, they're like, oh, it's okay, you still have your close up, you can make up for it, you can fix
right.
it there. So at least you have
right.
that opportunity there, whereas in daytime, that's it, you do it 1, 2, 3 times, and that, and you, if you mess
and
up
you're done.
And you like it the first time, then that's it, you don't get a second take, you don't get the close up to fix it in. So you know, it's tricky.
But really, I just love to work. I just love to be on a set. Doesn't matter what.
You know? So,
yeah.
So anyway, so that's it.
That's
I hope I answered your question.
No, you did. You did. And it was a great answer, because mostly everyone that we have spoken to so far has pretty much said the same thing, you know, as far as the daytime goes.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah, and because you really get to, feed off each other, and you've got your actor there. A lot of times for film, it's like your close up, or it all depends on what space you've got. You're acting to a piece of tape. You know what I mean? And it's like, you can't compare look into someone's eyes and to look at a piece of tape and feel like you have to make believe that you're looking at a person's eyes. You know? It's really, the technical part of it is a trip. You guys are probably going, There's silence.
There was?
Yeah.
I was thinking, and that just hurts my head, so.
It does. You're so silly. So, it is about a half hour into the show we've been doing this, and we actually have a new segment we actually started yesterday. It's called Favorites. So what we do, Jen, is we ask you 10 questions about your favorite things. And just answer fast. Don't even think about it. And let's see how this goes. Okay? Ready?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Your favorite color?
Blue.
Your favorite animal?
Turtle.
Your favorite movie?
Beaches.
TV show?
Oh, my favorite TV show. The first one that comes to mind is Grey's Anatomy.
Your favorite actress and actor?
My favorite actress and actor. Johnny Depp. And my favorite actress. I've got several. Oh my goodness! Thank goodness. I don't know. I just love them. Well, okay. I'm gonna say for this year,
mm-hmm.
Marion, the French actress that won the Oscar.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Marion, I like her.
Is
yeah.
that her last name?
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal. She's like definitely my favorite this year. Yeah.
Your favorite book.
Say it again.
Your favorite book.
My favorite book. What's the name of this book? Oh my goodness. You guys got me thinking now. Oh, but that was a movie. No, it's by Paulo Coelho. Oh, my goodness. You know, I love The Way of the Warrior.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of the other one right now. The Alchemist. Ah, that's the one. The Alchemist. I don't know why it escaped me, but, yes, The Alchemist.
Okay. Your favorite vacation spot?
My favorite vacation spot? Definitely the south of France.
Really?
And amazing. Yeah, there's nothing like the south of France.
Your favorite childhood toy?
My favorite childhood toy. My Holly Hobby baking thing.
Aww. About your favorite food?
My favorite food. I definitely love my rice and beans and plantains.
Mm-hmm.
I can eat that every day. And it's the lentils, the rice, lentils, and with grated white Venezuelan cheese and platanitos, which is like the plantains, the sweet plantains.
Okay, you can stop. Mm-hmm. I'm hungry now. Thank you.
Yeah, I know you're
And your favorite singer or band?
You too. And right now, my favorite song, which just puts me in, like, the best mood, it just makes me want to just dance on top of the world, is the new song, the Rihanna song.
I want to take you, little
bit. There you go. He knows. He knows.
Love it.
She is so cute. So cute. Well, Jennifer.
My little partner in crime. Huh?
Yeah. That's he's phenomenal. He's so adorable. Let me ask you, now that we have your favorites, what is your biggest pet peeve?
Oh, my biggest pet peeve?
Mm-hmm.
This might be a pet peeve. Yeah, I have to rinse out every cup, utensil, plate, anything that I take out of any cupboard, anywhere. I have to
before
rinse it out
you before use
I use it. Yeah, before I use it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's automatic, like I can't even. And when someone just gives it to me, it's like, oh, do you mind? And I just go. It's crazy. But yeah. And yeah. And you got to have clean teeth and clean toes. So,
yeah.
About.
Well, we have another caller.
Okay.
So let's see who this is. Area code 301.
Oh, that's Maryland.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or Baltimore, I think.
It's all Maryland.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah. Hello.
Yes.
Who's this?
Say, my name's Jade.
Oh, hi, Jade.
Hi. I just want to say you actually made me like the character of Rick in General Hospital again because your chemistry with him.
Say it again. I'm sorry, I missed that.
It's like on General Hospital, your chemistry with character Rick, was that there when you did the auditions, or was that all they found out by accident?
They found out what by accident?
Like your chemistry with the guy that plays Rick on General Hospital.
How was our... No, we auditioned together, yeah. We definitely auditioned together. And our chemistry was there from the get-go.
I wish they would have kept you on.
I know.
Me too.
Yeah. But, you know, you never know.
It's just his campaigns for her to come back.
Yeah. Just keep on, you know, asking for Mariana to come back, and you never know. Maybe the writers will listen.
Because we know they always bring back people.
They do. They always bring people back. And the good news is they didn't kill her off, which is good. You know, it was a real break. It was just like a really lame breakup. So
yeah,
it was.
At any moment, she can come back, or he can go in or call or whatever. But I, you know, solid to God.
It's like if you come back, then you utilize your acting skills to the fullest.
Yeah, they could have definitely, exploded me more. But I don't know. What can I tell you? I'm grateful for the time I was there, and I hope that I am able to go back because I love General Hospital. Although, you know, I'm definitely doing my films and doing other things and auditioning for primetime, and I've got my, you know, my goal set on that. But I love General Hospital, and I love the people there and my time there, so I would love to go back.
It looks like it was a very close-knit set to work with, too, like you got close to a lot of people.
While I was there?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a family there, and they really, you know, they welcome you, and I'm not too shy, so I definitely so I definitely connect with people. When they're open with me, I definitely connect. So, and most of the cast is definitely open and really welcoming.
Like,
yeah.
You just had some phenomenal scenes that just, they stood out on the screen.
Really? Which ones did you like?
Like, see, I like the one where she finally told Trevor what the deal was, how she told him she wasn't going to do it anymore.
Right.
Like that one, an assertive female.
And in the what? Say it again.
It showed you as an assertive female.
Mm-hmm.
PB is more assertive female.
Right. Yeah, definitely. I the strength that Mariana has, that's what I felt like, yay, I can show it, because there was, at first it was like, no, I got to be, you know, the direction was stay really, really frightened of him. And then when I was able to kind of the strength and say, no, that's it, it was fun. It was like, yay, I can see the character just turning around, you know.
I just think you go from General Hospital to doing a movie with Will Smith.
Okay, that's a big step up there.
Absolutely.
It's like one end of the spectrum of acting to the other.
Yep. And the funny thing is that just the technical aspect of acting. What happened? What's going on, Giggler?
We can hear your son. We can hear your son in the car.
Oh, you can hear me?
Yeah. He's so cute.
Yeah,
Mom, I can see your balcony from here.
Yeah, I know.
How old is your son?
7.
Girl.
Oh, yeah. I think I really want to talk to you, girls.
You want to say hello?
Okay, I'm going to put him on so you can say hello to this little rising star I have.
Absolutely.
Hold on 1 second.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
Good.
Okay. You're some favorites with him.
Oh.
You being a good boy for Mom?
Yes.
Adrian.
Yes.
You have an amazing mom. You know that?
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you give her big hugs and kisses and tell her how amazing she is every single day.
Then you'll do the 10 favorites?
Oh, my God, that's funny. Thank
what does
you,
he want to do?
The 10 favorites.
Oh, he
I,
wants
I
to do the favorites?
Yeah,
we could do the favorites.
Okay.
We could do the favorites. Adrian.
Yeah, okay. Let's do the favorites.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
You ready?
Ready for life.
Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's your favorite color?
Blue.
What's your favorite animal?
Penguin.
What's your favorite movie?
Hi.
What's your favorite TV?
Huh?
What is it? What is your favorite movie?
I think when I see WALL-E, I think that's going to be my favorite one.
Ah. Yeah. It's like a really good movie. Yeah.
Yeah. How about your favorite TV show?
That would be Ben 10, Alien Force.
Oh, but my God, favorite. That's my son's, too.
What about your favorite actress? Is your favorite actress your mommy?
Yes. Okay. And my favorite boy actor is, well, I have two.
Okay.
Will Smith and George Lopez.
Wow.
Those are good choices.
Absolutely.
Mhm.
What's your favorite book?
Curious George.
Okay.
Curious George.
Curious George.
Oh, I love that book.
And where do you like to go on vacation?
He's rubbing his chin as he's thinking about it.
Yes.
I imagine.
Go ahead, quickly. Do you like the snow or the beach?
It's a hard question.
Oh, Utah.
Yeah, we went to that dance last year, and he loved it.
Utah.
Oh, okay.
All right.
And Adrian, what about your favorite toy?
My favorite toy is Star Wars lightsabers.
All right.
Look at that.
Yeah.
And how about your favorite food?
Oh, wait, I know. I finally know what's my favorite movie.
Oh,
Star Wars number one.
Which
what
one
is it?
I think
Star Wars number one.
The first
Star Wars.
Huh?
I love that movie.
Yes, very good movie.
Mm-hmm. I like it when they kill Darth Maul. It cut him
That's
in
a good
half.
Part.
It cut him in half.
Yeah, they do.
Like,
mm-hmm.
How did he die in that movie?
They do.
Did three people die in that movie? And more.
Let's see.
Dude, I have no idea.
Since I've seen that first movie. It's been a long time.
Oh,
since
I don't remember.
Episode one.
And then your favorite toy.
My favorite toy, Mama.
The lightsaber.
Oh yeah, that's
lightsaber.
Right.
My favorite food is macaroni and cheese.
Yay!
That's good. I like that too.
Yeah.
And what about your favorite singer?
Huh?
What about your favorite singer?
My favorite song?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's your favorite song?
Oh, okay. Hold on.
Oh.
I'm going to show you the music. I'm going to show you the music that I like.
Oh, he's in here right now. Wants him to play the song.
No, not that one.
Which one?
Okay.
Which one is it? Okay.
Okay, it's this one.
Hold on.
Can you hear it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is what I think it is. I love that song.
It's The Cure.
I know. I knew it. I love that song. He's got good taste in music.
He certainly does.
Okay, so you guys get it. There you go.
Oh, he's fantastic.
You guys are too. That's funny.
Yay!
That was awesome.
Yay, Adrian.
Thank you, Adrian.
Thank you.
You're so
nice. This is a radio show.
This is a radio show?
Yes,
yeah.
Yeah.
Now he's like, this is a radio show?
From radio. And you know, Jen, you'll be able to download this from our archives like 30 minutes after the show is over, so he can listen to it.
Oh wow, that's so great! Okay, definitely.
So he can definitely listen to that and tell all his friends he's on the radio.
That is fun. That's gonna be cute. 7 years old, his first interview.
I know. That's awesome.
So very good. Oh, that's fantastic.
Great.
So cute. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He did.
Oh, yeah. There he is. And then, of course, I play this song like maybe 20 times a day. Play my song. So, wow.
So, Jennifer, you have a pretty extensive background in dance, no?
In dance, I started dancing when I was, in elementary school. Like, I started with ballet, jazz, modern dance, and I definitely do the salsa and the samba and the cha-cha-cha and the merengue.
Would you do Dancing with the Stars?
I would love to do Dancing with the Stars. I actually called my agent and I said, you know what? I want to be on Dancing with the Stars. And he's like, okay, we just need to get more visibility and we'll get you on there. Right.
Oh, yeah, that would be great.
So I'm like, okay, done deal. So that's definitely in the
this one too.
Which one, baby?
This one.
So that's definitely in the plan.
Oh, I just went to Dance with the Stars last night.
You watched it last night?
No, I was
out there.
I was actually there.
Oh, you were there. How
yeah.
Fun.
Yeah.
Cool.
That was fun.
I like this song too.
Okay, this is another song you like. Okay.
Wait.
It's a long intro.
It's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday,
oh, I like this song.
He has some good taste in music.
I know, doesn't he?
He really does.
We're going to have a hangout with Adrian.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, you know what? Too bad you're in California because we could definitely do play dates.
Right?
He loved every toy and every movie and all the stuff that he said is exactly what my son is into. It's hysterical. 7-year-olds think alike no matter what state they live in, that's for sure.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I want to be part of his fan club.
Yeah.
All right.
Definitely.
So funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello.
I hear him.
Oh, how funny.
You.
Great. You're great, too.
I was thinking, you know, I always tell him he and I are going to have a show like Miley Cyrus and her dad.
Yeah.
That would be great.
And I to have a show.
Except,
yeah.
Well, we have a lot of people that would watch that show.
I would.
Yeah, I'm talking to a few of my writer friends to just come up with a concept because I keep thinking about it. And it's like, you know what? That would be awesome just to write a pilot and just shop it around and see. Because
yeah,
we make a great
team.
Yeah.
I want it to be a spy show.
A spy show, okay. So let's start brainstorming.
Be the little detective.
Yeah. That's funny.
Oh, that's a good idea, Jen. That's a really good idea. Good luck with that.
Thank you. Thanks.
That would be great.
Thanks.
Great addition to, like, the ABC lineup on Disney Channel. That would be...
Right?
Yeah. I do think so.
There's nothing out there like that, you know, the single mom with the little boy.
No, there's not. There's really not. And especially Latina family, too. You know, they have the Baxters, which is, you know, Raven Simone and that type. And then they have Miley Cyrus. But they don't have any Latina families on the Disney Channel that I know of.
Exactly.
And,
yep.
You know, and my son watches that all the time, so.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Mine, too. So, yeah. Thanks. That's going to.
It's sparking. You're sparking it more in me right now. I'm going, you know what? Definitely.
There's a very interesting chat that's going on right now in the chat room.
Uh-huh.
One of the girls from the board. She's not going to call in, but she really does want to. So, Jen, can you please tell Erica to call in?
Oh, Erica, call in. Don't be shy.
Come on, Erica, you have to call in now.
Now.
Erica, call in now. We're having so much fun.
We are. Call in.
For one tonight. Come on.
Michelle said you just got shut out by Jen.
There you go.
You gotta call in now.
Did she call in?
No, she didn't call in yet.
We're waiting. Can we? Michelle wants to know if we can both be on the phone at the same time.
One at a time.
Yeah, one at a time.
Do it, Erica.
Is she there?
Not yet. Everybody's telling her, go call, come on, you have to do it. Very, 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 very funny chat going on right now. I love it.
So you guys have the chat going on and the phone call.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That is so cool. See, I want to learn how to do that.
Oh, you know what, Jennifer? It is so easy. I mean, so, so simple.
Yeah.
So
I still let the other two do it.
We have a caller.
Oh,
my God.
Area code 617.
Hi,
I had a question for Jennifer.
Hi.
Hi.
It's Erica.
Ah, she called in.
Yay.
Hi, Erica. Hi. And my question is, if you learned anything from your experience at General Hospital, what was it?
Did I learn? I learned to stay in my light. That's one thing that's very different from film and episodics, you know, like prime time versus daytime. You have to stay, and you know that it's like that soap pause, you know, at the end of each scene.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing that I had to learn how to do quickly, because I was just, when we were done, I'd want to move to the next beat, and that's where the stay came out of, because Rick would go, stay, you know, and I'm like, okay. So that was our little inside joke, because I'd always want to go, you know, to the very next scene or just cut the scene, you know, like, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, no, stay. We got to stay looking at each other for a second, you know. So that I learned, you know, it's a different animal. And let's see, what else? Gosh, it is, yeah, that was, just learning, every day is a learning experience, and sometimes I felt like, oh, I wish I could do that scene over, because I didn't really feel it inside, like it was great. Then when I saw it on TV, I was like, oh, wow, no, it was fine. That came out good, you know? So I learned how to, sometimes our own instincts aren't really right on. It's like if the director tells you, it's like I learned how to trust the directors more, because the directors are telling you, no, it came out fine. It was, you gave us exactly what we wanted. And sometimes as actors, we don't feel it, and we think that, ugh, I didn't feel it. Can I just do that one more time? And if the director's telling you, no, it's fine, go with it and really trust it, because when I see it on TV, it's like, oh, yeah. Oh, wow, that came out great, you know? So, in that. Any more questions?
Yeah. Jen had a really hard job looking at a rehearsal day, yeah.
Yeah, really.
She has my dream job. She gets to kiss Rick. Jealous of Jen.
That's funny. Yeah, that was so hard. My God.
Yeah.
So hard.
Oh my God. Yeah, it was.
Sounds like a hard job.
I know, right?
Oh, and we have another caller. I know who this one is.
Okay.
Let's see. Get on the line.
Okay.
Hold on, I'm trying to get her on.
I'm listening.
I like the background music that's coming in.
Did the caller come in?
No, not yet. It was my. I don't know what's going on. My computer seems. Oh, there's Michelle.
Hello.
Hi.
We need Michelle.
Is that my show?
Yes.
Hi, my darling.
Hey, sweetie.
How are
I said
you?
I was waiting for everybody to call, and then I was calling in at the very end.
Oh, how sweet. I was wondering. I'm like, Mitchie didn't call.
No, I've been sitting here waiting and waiting for Erica to call in. So.
Good. How are you?
I'm wonderful. What are we doing when you come to Phoenix?
Well, it all depends on the schedule. So once I get there, I'll be able to get a better idea, and I'll tell you where we're shooting so you can come visit. And you know, we'll take it from there. We'll play it by ear. And I'm going to get there, and I'll have rehearsal the first day and wardrobe and all of that. So
very awesome.
Yeah, I'll have a better idea. Should be
what
fun.
Are you filming here?
We're leaving on a week from tomorrow, which is a Wednesday, the 30th. The 30th,
awesome.
So it's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Very cool. What is it that you're filming?
It's called Fallen Hero. It's a film. And Adrian, my son, I'll tell you a funny story. He's the one who auditioned for this film because he's the star in it with the dad character.
Wow.
And then the director, I worked with him last year, and he just offered me the teacher/girlfriend role. And so now, instead of just stage mom, now we're both working, and it's going to be fun. It's
wow,
so
that's
fun
fantastic.
To play different characters. And, you know, I don't always play his mom. This time I'm playing his teacher and his dad's girlfriend that we're hiding from. You know, the parents got divorced, and so it's kind of like a hidden relationship that the dad has with the teacher.
Hey, Jen. We have a minute left in the show, and we actually want to get you to do a promo for us, you know, kind of like a, hey, this is Jennifer Behrens. You're listening to Stardust Radio with Jen,
yep.
Joanne, and Desi.
Okay, wait, hold on 1 second. With Jen, Joanne, and Desi?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever you're ready, go ahead.
Okay, hold on a minute. Stardust. Okay. All right, let me turn down this music and close this window so you don't get traffic. Yeah. I'm like, okay, here we go. No. Okay, here we go. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, this is Jennifer Behrens, and you're listening to Stardust Radio with Jen, Joanne, and Desi. Tune in every night, and you're going to have a blast.
Yay, Jen.
Is it every night?
We have it Monday, Tuesdays, and Thursdays.
Okay, then.
But that's okay.
Then let's do that over again.
we have a couple of seconds left, so hold on. We'll actually go to archive, and then we'll do it again. So
hold on
for a couple of seconds.
Okay. I'm like, every night, I'm like, is it on every night?
Hey. If you are what you say you are, a superstar, then have no fear, the camera's here.
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Now we are off the air, but we are actually still recording.
We're still recording, but people can only hear if they call in.
Oh, okay.
And they can listen
through
their telephone.
I can hear. Oh, sorry.
All right. Okay. Ready?
Yep.
Ready.
Sorry.
I got the giggles. Okay, here we go. And somebody say action, please.
Hold on,
okay.
I gotta be out of this conversation.
Okay, action.
Hi, this is Jennifer Behrens, and you're listening to Stardish Radio with Jen, Joanne, and Desi.
Yay!
Yay, Jen!
Okay,
now,
cool.
We should let Adrian do one, too, because in all fairness, he's been on the show.
Yes.
And, you know, 5 years from now, he's going to say, I did my first interview on this radio show, so let's get him in there, too.
All right, great. So you got to do promo saying, hi, this is you're listening to Starfish Radio.
I knew it. I shouldn't have talked in the phone.
How about we do one together? This is Jennifer and Adrian Behrens, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
Adrian Behrens?
Adrian Moreira, yeah.
Adrian Behrens?
Okay. Come on, baby face, let's do it.
Fine.
Gotta beg him. All right. Okay, ready? And. Hi, this is Jennifer Behrens and
Adrian Moreira Behrens.
And you're listening to Star Dish Radio. Go ahead. Okay, we got to practice that one more time.
Star Dish Radio.
No, Star Dish Radio. We'll say it together. Okay? Come on. They have to go, so. You want to do it?
Okay. He doesn't have to. Don't force him to.
Yeah.
All right.
Don't force him to. You know what it's like? It's so funny because I sound like a broken record because everything you're doing, I've done. I mean, that what you just did was me trying to get my son to leave the incoming message for the answering machine. You know, it was like, Tyler, say, you know, we're not here right now. Leave a message. And he'd be like, what? What? He'd start talking. Oh, my gosh. Forget it. Just let him go. It's okay.
All right. Let's try one more time. Let's come on. Yeah. Okay. Give you a surprise. We got to do a little blackmail here. No. You're bribing. Okay, we'll go to Toys R Us tomorrow, okay?
Tomorrow?
Like tomorrow?
You know what? All right. I'll tell you what. When you guys, Jen.
Yeah.
When you guys get back from, the other Jen. Which Jen? Not my Jen. The other Jen. When you guys get back from Arizona, I will take you guys out to lunch, both of you.
Oh, sweet. Okay.
And we could go to Toys R Us together.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Deal?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Like that
okay,
is
that's
too long
why
way.
Take that book. Check.
Okay, got it.
Check.
Okay.
Okay.
It is
Stardish Radio. Hi, this is Adrian and Jen. So this is Jennifer and Adrian. You're listening to Stardish Radio with Jen, Joanne, and Desi. I'll say Jen, Joanne, and Desi. Okay, you say Stardish Radio. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. One, two, three. Hi, this is Jennifer Behrens.
And Adrian Moreira Behrens.
And you're listening to
Stardish Radio.
With Jen, Joanne, and Desi.
And Adrian.
Yay!
Yay!
So just let me know when you guys get back, and I'll message you on your board, Jen.
That would be sweet. Okay, that would be fun. Okay.
Jennifer, right. Is there an address that people can write to you besides your email?
Yeah, you can write to me on can you write it down?
Yeah. So we can post it on our boards.
Oh, okay, yeah. 8424.
8424.
A. Mm-hmm. So it's 8424-A as an apple.
Mm-hmm.
Santa Monica Boulevard.
Uh-huh.
That's number 313.
313.
West Hollywood.
West Hollywood.
90069. 90069. Yeah, that's my P.O. box.
Okay, very good. You can still get all your fan mail because I'm sure it will be full. I guarantee you Adrian's going to get some fan mail, too.
Yes, he will.
Mm-hmm. So cute.
He's a superstar now.
Yes, he is.
Shooting, we went to Mexico to shoot this film in December, and all the little kids, we were on location, and they were, like, asking him for his autograph, and it was so cute. He's like, Mom, they're asking me for my autograph. He's like, oh, my gosh. And they're so the kids from the neighborhood. So,
that's so cute.
Yeah, it's fun.
Oh,
so, all right, ladies, well, thank you so much. It was fun.
Well, thank you.
No, thank you, Jen. You've been a pleasure. I wish I could be as fortunate as the other two who have already met you, but maybe one day our paths will cross.
We actually haven't met Jen in person.
Yeah, I haven't met her in person either.
I haven't met her in person yet.
Oh, really? You haven't?
No, we haven't.
No.
This is a first. Wait a minute. This is a first. You didn't meet nobody that I didn't meet. I'm so excited. I don't feel left out. Okay.
I'm going to meet her. I will meet her before you two will, though.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, that's
sorry,
all right.
Matter.
Sorry.
I have to wait until at least June for the Emmys to go and see Jen.
Okay,
yeah,
well, that's fine. But, Jennifer, when you come back to Miami, then I'll meet you because I'm right in your backyard. So.
That's right. Okay. You got it, Joanne. Thank
we'll
you so
Joe's
much.
We'll go to Joe's Stone Crabs.
Huh?
We'll go to Joe's Stone Crabs.
Yeah, it sounds good. Love that.
Have a safe trip to Arizona, Jen.
Yes.
Say it again?
I said have a safe trip to Arizona. Have a good time with Mitchie.
Thank you.
And have a good time.
You guys will hear all about it. We'll take pictures.
Okay.
Yay.
Oh, wonderful. And then
best of luck. Bye, Adrian.
Bye, Adrian.
Bye, Adrian. Thank you
bye,
so much, girl. Jen.
Bye. Thank you. Big hug.
Thanks,
you.
Jen.
Okay.
Bye.
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 Ciao.
Nah, she's so sweet.
Yeah, she is. You got to send her that link so she can download
Yeah, I'll definitely send
show.
It to her. Yeah, I'll definitely send it to her.
All right, girls, another great show.
Yes, all right. Thanks, everybody, for listening and hearing this in archives because I know that we ran a little over tonight. That's okay.
That's okay.
Absolutely. It was worth it. It was worth it.
Definitely.
And what do we have coming up on the 24th?
24th?
Yeah. Don't we have somebody on the 24th?
We have Carolyn Hennessy, who plays Diane Miller on General Hospital on the 28th.
Oh, the 28th. Okay. Forgive me. See, that's what happens when you don't have the computer in front of you. You go all
yes.
silly. Get your dates all mixed
on,
up. All right.
We have somebody on the 24th. Nobody told me.
Yeah, so that is going to be an interesting show because Carolyn is a rock star.
She is. And I will get to see her on Sunday, so I'm excited.
Sure, rub it in.
Oh, okay, and you're going to see Natty, so be quiet.
What's
and Bradford.
Sunday?
And Bradford.
She has a she's going to be at the Los Angeles L.A. Book Fair.
Oh, okay.
It's a two-day thing. She'll be signing her book, reading out of it, signing autographs. So I'm going to go and see her.
Oh, wonderful.
Just to show her.
Desiree.
Yes.
Desiree.
Yes.
Did you bring my stuff to Chicago?
I did, and Bradford has it, so.
Oh, wonderful. Yay.
Yay.
Yay, because I knew I was going to get that question, so.
All right, girls. Good night.
Okay.
Next up.
All right, everybody.
Okay.
Night.
Good night.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye.